guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, the one who recites درود upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. I welcome the dear viewers to our silsila, our role models. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this beautiful silsila is on such a beautiful theme that every episode we speak regarding a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our main purpose is to receive lessons from their biographies, to receive some nasihat for our life, to receive some madani flowers and to implement them on our lifestyles. And inshallah azza wa jal, by doing this, we will receive the barakah of this in this world and in the hereafter. Because the success lies in abiding by the sunnats of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we follow the sunnats of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when we abide by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in a way we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we do thank Him verbally, but the main thing is that we should also thank Him practically. And to thank Him practically is only possible by abiding by the commandments of Sharia, is by abiding by whatever Allah ta'ala has said to us to do, and whatever Allah ta'ala has prohibited us to do, we should refrain from it. Because it's in a way we are proving that, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, You have given me this life. Ya Allah ta'ala, You have given me everything, and I am acting upon whatever You have told me. You have given me everything, so I am listening to You. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, You have done so much for us, so in order to please You, we are acting upon Your sunnats. So this is the main purpose, this is the main idea of the entire program, that we set an example before us, we look at the seerat, and then we look at ourselves, that where are we now? Because yes, we are in need of a role model. We are in need of someone whom we can follow. So these people, these personalities are the best examples. These personalities are those people who are practically teaching us the correct method of life. And today, inshallah ta'ala, the personality we will speak about is such an amazing, such a wonderful personality, such a great sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, none other than Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That this personality, this sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when still in the youth, when still a youngster, not yet past the age of puberty, he used to roam around at the mountain trails of Makkah al-Mukarramah, keeping far away from the people and tending the flocks of a Quraysh chieftain, Uqba ibn Mu'ayth. People called him Ibn Abd, the son of the mother of a slave. His real name was Abdullah and his father's name was Mas'ud. This youngster heard the news that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who had appeared among his people, but he did not attach any great importance to it, both because of his age and because he was usually from very far Meccan society. It was his custom to go with the flock of Uqba while early in the morning and not return until nightfall. One day, while tending the flocks, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw two dignified looking middle-aged men coming towards him from a distance. They were obviously very tired and were so thirsty that their lips and throat were parched. They came up to him, greeted him and said, "O young man, milk one of these sheep for us that we may quench our thirst and recover our strength." And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "I cannot. The sheep are not mine. I am only responsible for looking after them." The two men did not argue with him. In fact, although they were extremely thirsty, they were also exceedingly pleased by the honest reply of this young man. The pleasure showed on their faces. They were so happy to see that this young boy, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in fact, those two blessed men were none other than the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself and his companion, his beloved friend, his beloved companion, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On that day, they had gone to the mountains of Makkah to escape the violent persecution of the Quraysh. The young man, in turn, was impressed with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his companion and soon became quite attached to them. It was not long before Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a Muslim and offered his services to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed, and from that day the fortune of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave of tending sheep in exchange for looking after the needs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He became there fully available in the service of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What a fortunate personality, what a fortunate person he was. He got to see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He got the company of our beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained closely attached to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and would attend to his needs both inside and outside the house. He would accompany him on journeys and would wake him up when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would sleep, shield him when he washed and carry his stuff and siwak, the toothbrush, the miswak, and attended to his other personal needs. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu received a unique kind of training in the household of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was under the guidance of the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He adopted his manners and followed on the footsteps of the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until it was said to him that he was the closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to character. Just imagine how beautiful mindset the Sahaba Ikram had. They wanted to follow upon each and every footstep of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that people were forced to say that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the closest to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to character. He implemented the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely upon him. He used to follow each and every sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would be available to do anything for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to sacrifice anything on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the reason why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu rules on our hearts. This is why we love this beautiful sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do we love him? Because he loved our beloved master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why not love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why not follow the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? These sahaba ikram, these companions of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have practically taught us, have practically shown us that no ifs and whys, no buts, just the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam seerat and his love should be enough for us. There should not be any space of questioning, no any space of excuses, but this, but that, no, and this. It shouldn't be there. Why? Because we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then why hesitation in acting upon the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we are Muslims. And this is our right. This is our necessity to do this. It is necessary upon us to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, verbally we do love him. Spiritually, that link and bond should be there. But practically also, we should show that we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet we don't act upon his sunnahs. Then this love is not called a practical love. We love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then why not act upon the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yes, I love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, if I don't keep a beard, then that love is not practical. I love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, I miss the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then that love is not practical. I say I love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I do not perform my salahs. Then that love is not a practical love. I say that I love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I do not act according to the sunnah. I do not act according to the commandments of the Holy Quran. Then that love is not the practical love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has given us this message that you love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow each and every footstep of his. Try to implement his character upon your own. So you will see the success of this in this world and the hereafter. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was taught in the school of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that he always picked up the points from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He learned Rasulullah, he studied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the best reciter of the Holy Quran amongst the companions. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was therefore the most knowledgeable about the Sharia. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was not only a reciter of the Holy Quran, but he was also a learned man and a sincere worshipper. As well as this, he was a strong and courageous fighter, one who could become deadly serious when the occasion demanded. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, another thing which we learn from him is his dedication, his strength when it came to the path of deen. He was strong. He was dedicated. He was available at any time when it came to deen. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the other thing which he practically teaches us is the love for the Holy Quran, the love for reciting the Holy Quran. We are Muslims, and this Quran is for us. The Quran is for our guidance. The Quran is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. How much do we read the Holy Quran? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the greatest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who studied the Quran, who memorized the Quran, who learnt the Quran, who taught the Quran, who understood the Quran, recited the Quran very beautifully. How often do we recite the Holy Quran? How often do we try to understand the Holy Quran? Yes, we do keep the Quran in our houses for blessings. And of course, there would be blessings. You will be granted reward for that as well. But why only limited to that? For example, a king of a country sends you a message. He sends you a letter. We receive that letter. We kiss that letter. We touch it on our eyes. Keep it on our head. And then put attar on that letter and keep it somewhere. And then take that letter out every day. Kiss that letter. Respect it. See it with love. Keep it again. After a month, when we are present in the court of the king, and the king asks that certain man, I sent you a letter. These things were written in the letter. Did you do that? He will say that no. But I respected that letter, I kissed that letter, and I, you know, loved that letter so much. I put ether on it, and I placed it on a high place, because that letter was from you. So the king, would he get happy, or that king would get angry? You know the answer for yourself, I know the answer for myself. Of course, the king would not get happy. He would have got happy if that person acted upon what was written in the letter. So without any comparison, the Quran is a message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards us. A message of the king of all the kings to us. But this king is way merciful than the kings we have in the world. This king is the king of all the kings. This king gets happy when we read the Quran. This king gets happy when we look at the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala gets happy when we touch the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala gets happy when we recite the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala gets happy when we kiss the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala gets happy when we place the Holy Quran by our chest. Allah ta'ala gets happy if we have the Quran in our houses. Allah ta'ala gets happy on loving the Holy Quran. So we get rewarded for all of that. But at the same time, it is our duty to recite the Holy Quran. How often do we recite the Holy Quran? Once in a while. In fact, how many of us know how to recite the Holy Quran? Let's try. Let we learn how to recite the Holy Quran. This is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message of our Creator. The message of our Master, the one who created us, the one who sent us to the world, the one who granted us everything, and that Master has a message for you. But unfortunately, we do not pay attention to the message of Allah Ta'ala. We do not pay any attention to that message of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We should pay attention towards this message, towards the Quran, towards what the Holy Quran says. Let's learn how to recite the Holy Quran. For that, Dawat-e-Islami has provided madrasas for you. Go to the madrasas. Send your children towards the madrasa. Okay, I can send my children towards the madrasa. The young boys, the young girls can go to the madrasas. But where should I learn? I'm 40 years old. I'm 50 years old. That time of learning has gone. No. Dawat-e-Islami has given a solution for that as well. Dawat-e-Islami has Madrasatul Madina Balighan, the madrasa for adults, in which the adults may come. Those who have passed the age of going to madrasa at a young age, those people can come to Madrasatul Madina Balighan. They can sit there, study there, learn how to read the Holy Quran, correct the salahs, the practicals of salahs, the practicals of wudu, the practical of whatever necessary requirements they are for a Muslim to learn. All these things are available. Avail them, take benefit from them, and let's live our life as a practicing Muslim. So this is the message of Allah Ta'ala. Let's try to read it. Along with that, try to read the translation of the Holy Quran. The translation which is given to us by our Shaykh, our Peer, our leader, none other than Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. He has given us Kanzul Iman, the treasure of Iman. Such a beautiful translation which announces the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on every word. Let's try to read this translation and understand what Allah Ta'ala has said to us. Like how Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and all the Sahaba ikram would show their dedication towards the Holy Quran, would show their interest towards learning the Holy Quran as Muslims. Let us also show this interest towards learning the Holy Quran. Let's think about this. Let's realize about this. The Quran is for us. The Quran is for our guidance. Let's try to learn this Holy Quran and come on those teachings which Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has practically given to us. One day, the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were together in Makkah al-Mukarramah. They were still in a very little number, weak and oppressed. They said, the Quraysh have not yet heard the Holy Quran being recited openly and aloud. Who is the man who will recite it for them? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On hearing this, the Sahaba ikram, they are showing their weakness. The Sahaba ikram are showing their desire that we are weak and we are not able to read the Holy Quran aloud in front of the public. Who amongst us can do this? Who is that brave enough man to do this? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu instantly replied, I shall read it in front of them. I will read the Holy Quran aloud. I will read the Holy Quran so that they may listen. Those who heard him, they said, they replied, we are afraid of you. We want someone who has a clan who would protect him from all the ill treatment. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, let me do this. Let me take this stand. Allah Ta'ala shall protect me and keep me away from all their evil. The Sahaba ikram, they expressed their opinion that no, there should be someone who has a backup, has a very strong clan, has something in support. But Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, he's showing them, he is expressing that Allah Ta'ala is enough for me. If they do something evil, Allah Ta'ala will save me. Because I am doing the right thing in the right course, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was dawn early in the morning and the Quraysh was sitting around the Kaaba. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu stopped at the Maqam-e Ibrahim and he began to recite the verses of the Holy Quran. He continued reciting and the Quraysh looked at him. They were staring at him. They were shocked. They were astonished that what is happening. Then some people asked, oh Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what is it? What are you doing? Some people also said that he is reciting what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has preached. He is reciting from the Holy Quran. What is he doing? They went up to him and began beating in his face. They began hitting him. They began oppressing him. When he returned to his companions, the blood was flowing from his face. The Sahaba ikram saw him and they said, this is what we feared. This is what we were scared of, that something like this would happen. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, by Allah, the enemies of Allah are not more comfortable than what I feel at the moment. The enemies of Allah are not in complete satisfaction of their soul, but I am in the satisfaction of my soul, although my face is bleeding. If you wish, I shall go again tomorrow at the same time. I do not fear whatever they do to me. The Sahaba ikram said, the people who heard him said, you have done enough. You have made them hear what they dislike. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived until the time of Khalifa Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he was sick and about to depart from the world, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to visit him and said, what troubles you? Why are you so restless? He said, my sins are troubling me. And what do you desire? Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him. He said, I desire the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I desire the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is on his deathbed. He is about to depart. And he says, I desire the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, shall I not give you your stipend which you have refused for all these years? Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I am in no need of it. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, let your daughters use them. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, do you fear poverty for my children? You think my children will get poor? My children will be destitutes? I have commanded them to read the chapter of Surah Al-Waqi'ah every night. I have given them the nasihat. I have given them this order that they should recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah every night. I heard this from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whoever reads Surah Al-Waqi'ah every night shall not ever be destitute, shall not ever see poverty. And they practically proved it. You know, we also know these things. We also understand these things. We have heard this fazilat so many times. But the problem is we do not implement it in our lives. The Sahaba-i-Kiram practically acted upon it. They had full trust in it. At the time, he is departing from the world. He did not fear what will happen with his children. He did not fear that the children will be poor. The family will be poor. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu offered him money. He offered him a stipend. But he refused. He said, Ya Sayyidi, I'm not in need of any of these things. What I'm in need of is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm scared of my sins. As far as my family is concerned, Surah Al-Waqi'ah is enough for them. I have commanded them to recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Now this is a nasihat for us as well. That let's be worried for our akhirah. Inshallah, our dunya will become amazing itself. Let's fear about our qabr. Inshallah ta'ala, our dunya will become very good. Inshallah, if we start thinking of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will make it such that we will be pleased with our dunya. So let's try and strive in this path. The Holy Quran is such a beautiful message which Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has given us. That do not leave the Holy Quran. Do not leave the teachings of the Holy Quran. You want barakah? Quran will give you barakah. You want shifa? Quran will give you shifa. You want success in this world and in the hereafter? Quran will grant you success in this world and in the hereafter. The second beautiful thing which Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu teaches us practically from this story is to constantly think about the sins. We often remember whatever good deeds we do. Last year I performed Hajj. The year before that I performed 2 Umrahs. I have done this. I have done that. I read Tahajjud so often. We remember all the good deeds. But we tend to forget the sins. While the situation should be such that we remember our sins and we forget our good deeds. By doing this, we will day by day, moment by moment, we will be encouraged. We will be motivated to go more closer to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we act upon the seerat of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and develop the love of the Holy Quran in our hearts. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.